Hey, everybody. So it's been a while since I've done one of these Sunday specials, and I guess now is the time to start doing them again. All right. So I know it may be a little bit late, but I hope it's not too late since it's still Sunday where I live. I'm gonna do this week's Sunday special, thanks to Naughty Charlotte and Fantasy Bay. All right, this week, Naughty Bay asks, can you get sexy when you're sick? It kind of depends on how, it kind of depends on how crappy I feel, because usually when I feel really, really sick, I don't do anything at all. I just really don't. I just let myself suffer until I get a little bit better. I mean, if I'm a little bit snotty, then yeah, I would consider playing, maybe. Yeah. But only when I'm getting a tiny bit better. I mean, I have done it once where I still didn't have much of a voice. That one time I had a really, really sore throat. And boy, that was a bad decision, because the next morning I was just like, Yeah, my voice sounded like that, and it was so squeaky and really cracky. Yeah. But other than that, yeah. And if you wonder why my voice was sounding cracky, then probably because I was screaming. Never, ever, ever scream on a sore throat. That is a bad, bad, bad move. Very bad move. Okay. Number two. Do you like a lot of foreplay? What kind? Do long teases work for you? Yeah, I like a little bit of foreplay, but just as long as it's. Well, hold on, take that back. Yeah, I do like foreplay a lot. I mean, because it gives a little bit more time to warm up and get ready for the main act. And, okay, the kind of foreplay I like is is neck kisses, because I absolutely melt when I get kissed on the neck. And it's just, and when you work tongue into it while you kiss my neck and you start licking me there, oh, that's it. I'm a puddle. Yeah, I am a puddle. If you put tongue into your neck kisses, oh Lord. 'Cause one time my ex did that, and I asked her, how did you do that thing? 'Cause it's like. And she said, well, I kind of used my tongue on you. And I was like, wait, really? That was what made me shudder. Oh, okay. Because it was so good. It felt so good. And that was. I knew right then and there. If she kept on going. If she kept on going, I would have come right then and there. Yeah, from neck kisses. I mean, if I could, I would come from neck. Just. Neck kisses, that's it. With a little bit of tongue. Oh, it's so good. So good. I live for kisses like that. All right. And do long teases work for you? Yeah. I mean, we don't even have to go to the main act. I mean, I could just do with a makeout section? No. Clean up on aisle 5 in the makeout section. Yeah, I would pretty much, I'm all game for a makeout session. It doesn't even have to be sex. It just be good old-fashioned kissing. All right. Number three, what's the most embarrassing thing that turns you on? I've said this so many times, and I pretty much ran it to the ground. Guys moaning like girls. Cue a bunch of groans. Oh. Tark's going on about it again. Oh my god. Will she ever shut up? Nope, because I like it when guys they kind of lose control of their vocal range and they just go up to this from this to this thing. I mean, I know it's a lot of, it's embarrassing for other guys, but to me, it is so hot. Hot, 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 hot. Yeah, so, yeah, if you end up accidentally moaning high, I'm gonna instantly think it's hot. I mean, accident or not. And it's just like, no, it's okay, it's okay. Don't be embarrassed. I find that hot. I really do. Alright. And Nice Charlie wonders, if you had to choose a city to travel to for the food, which one is it? You know, I was watching a cooking show a while ago on the Cooking Channel called The Best Thing I Ever Ate, and they were talking about the cheesiest food they ever had. I was thinking I'd go to this one place up in Ohio where they had this restaurant that had a grilled cheese lasagna sandwich. A grilled cheese lasagna sandwich, yeah. I mean, I would try it. I really, really would try a lasagna grilled cheese sandwich. But it's all the way in Ohio, and I don't have enough money to fly all the way over there. I wish I did, but... No, I would... But, you know, there's other places I would like to go to try the food is, Oh, God. You know how I'm a fool for Italian food, but, I mean, I'm mostly a fool for Mexican food, but Italian food is my second favorite. I would go to Italy for some Italian food and some, I'm making myself hungry. Stop it, Tark. Okay. Number two, what's your indulgence that you spend most money on and that you save most money for? Spend most money on food. Food. And that you save most money for is food and sex toys. Two of my favorites. Yeah. Food and sex toys. Three. Favorite game. Oh, that's, Tetris. There's a few games I like. It's Tetris, Audio Surf, you know, it's been a hot minute since I've played Audio Surf. Guitar Hero. Yeah. Yeah. Guitar Hero, Tetris, and Audio Surf are my top three games I'd love to play. I mean, for all you Minecraft fans, turn this off right now. Because I really did try getting into Minecraft because my ex was into Minecraft. But it was just... That's all I'm gonna leave it as. It didn't pique my interest high enough. But, Tetris, Audio Surf, and Guitar Hero are my top three favorite games. Or favorite game. I had to choose one. Guitar Hero, of course, because I get to rock out to some really rockin' songs. So, yeah. And the Sunday special for this week. The worst thing your date could ever say on the first date. Okay. I'm gonna list off some things. Wow, you look a lot different from your profile picture. You look less attractive than you have before. I'm like, huh? And then another one. I was thinking that we don't really mesh well, and you're just 5 minutes into the date. Yeah, I don't think we're gonna work out. I'm actually married. Come on. I can think of a lot of things that will just turn me right off if a person says that on the first date. Yeah, I'm married, so let's not let my wife know about this. Ugh. And also, you look a little less attractive than your profile picture. Well, gee, thanks for that confidence booster. Yeah. Those two things really ring out for me. One is... I'm married, don't let my wife know about this. Yeah! Sure I won't. I'm letting your ass go. And two, you don't look as attractive as your profile picture. Because I'm a real person! Duh. Not noise. Duh. I make myself laugh over the stupidest things. Okay. Alright, so yeah, that is pretty much it. When do I get my little packet of Pop Rocks? Because last time I got them, they were really, really good. Alright, so yeah. I hope you had fun listening to me ramble and rant and do this Sunday special by Fantasy Bay and Naughty Charlotte. Thank y'all so much, and I will see y'all on the flip side. Tarkus Trooper signing out.